Hey guys, Cigar Surgeon here with another Cigar Federation video review. Today we're going to be viewing the Mambacho 10th Anniversario, which celebrates their 10th anniversary. If you haven't heard of Mambacho, you got to keep your eyes open because they make some pretty fantastic cigars. We've reviewed quite a few of them on CigarFederation.com. A little bit about the 10th anniversary. It's a shade-grown Habano Viso from Jalapa. If you follow my reviews, you know I'm a big fan of Jalapa and Ometepe tobacco. The wrapper's been double fermented. Uses Habano Criollo binder from Condega, Seco Habano Criollo from Condega in the filler, and a Visa Mediano Habano Criollo. Actually, I'm not even going to list them all off because there's like six different kinds of fillers in there. Of course, it comes from Mambacho, which is in Granada. They're one of the only factories that's located in Granada. Most Nicaraguan tobacco factories are located in Esteli. One of the things that'll stand out for you right away, it's got a pigtail cap. You don't see a lot of pigtail caps. They are few and far between. And it's a monster. It's a 6.25 by 52. So that's a sizable cigar. So we're going to be smoking quite a while today. Probably 2.5 hours, I would guesstimate. 2 hours, maybe 45, depending on how leisurely it is. So, I'm going to remove that beautiful footband there, the 10th anniversary footband. Get to nosing, get to lighting, get to reviewing. All right, let's talk about the nose here. Lots of cocoa and leather, undertones of cedar. All of it's very light plus, not very strong, not very overpowering for the nose. Very light in the foot. It's actually very tough for me to pick up anything in the foot. Just very faint cedar. So that's enough nosing. I think I want to get cracking here, get lighting, get toasting, get smoking. So even though it's a 52 ring gauge, I'm going to use my single torch here. Give it a nice toast. Beautiful day out, so I don't have to keep my lighter at super high levels to keep it lit. Sometimes I find in the great white north here, lighters can be a little bit temperamental in the cold weather. Couple that with high altitude, it's a bit tough. So we're working with a good, nice warm day here. Temperature's good, butane's good. Give this a nice toast around. Get it good and lit. Preferably without scorching the wrapper. And I'm going to use the V-cut. You can, on a pigtail cap, pull the pigtail off. That's actually kind of the purpose of a pigtail cap, is to pull the pigtail off. But I don't want to risk damaging the wrapper. I don't want to risk the wrapper unraveling. And I don't actually have a lot of experience pulling the pigtail off. It's not really in my forte. I tend to use a cutter because it's proven. My Zycar V-cutter. Nice cut on that. Getting a good draw. Right in the ideal zone. Initial hints of leather. Maybe a medium minus. A lot of post-draw leather. Kind of coating the tongue there. On the retrohale. Ooh. Wow. Okay, that's very complex. So, starts off with some nuttiness. Then goes to what I would describe as like toasted cashews, maybe. And then an immediate blast of cocoa. I'm going to take another retrohale there because that was very interesting. Yeah, same thing. So fantastic retrohale. I mean, just so much complexity. Got a little bit of pepper lingering now. Very light, but I can feel it on my tongue and my lips. So the first third continues to evolve quite quickly here. I'm getting almost medium meaty chewiness to the post-draw. Kind of at the end of the draw, end of the retrohale, and into the post-draw, it's got that meaty quality to it. Quite a lot of flavor transitions for the first third. I just barely started here. So we're only about 6-7 minutes in here, and the spices and the retrohale that really hit after the retrohale is done, so largely in the post-draw, really starting to build in intensity. So started out on the lips and tongue, really at the back of my throat now. And again, lingering. It's not overpowering, but definitely the spices and pepper have some bite to it. Coming up on the sort of middle-ish of the first third, very leisurely, 45 minutes into the cigar, the spices have fallen off in intensity significantly. Leather is still there. Spices are still there in the retrohale, although a lot more balanced than it started out. Cocoa's still there. Very enjoyable first third. Smoking this Mambacho 10th Anniversario quite leisurely, sitting at the hour and 40-minute mark, getting into the middle third. Lots of sweet spices in the retrohale. Lots of leather on the regular draw. I feel like the complexity has kind of stepped down a little bit in the middle third. So I'm hoping that the middle third kind of establishes itself here and gets back to the way it was in the first third. I'm about 20 minutes into the middle third here. There's a little bit of citrus coming through. It's adding a little bit of complexity. Again, and I say little because it's at a light plus level. So I'll keep smoking, and hopefully there's more flavors that come to the forefront here in the middle third. Got about 15 minutes left on the middle third here, and I would say that there's some drying cedar coming into the mix. So again, just adding to the level of complexity. The citrus has kind of fallen off. It was there for a little bit, maybe 10 or 15 minutes in the middle third. At the middle of the middle third, but it's really fallen off at this point. Probably have another 10 or 15 minutes here in the middle third. I have to say, I find the middle third a little bit flat compared to the first third. There's a lot more going on, and I was kind of expecting it to build in the first third or in the middle third, and I really didn't find that happening. So keep smoking, and hopefully something picks up here in the middle third. Otherwise, I'll check back in the final third. Getting to the end of the middle third here, and the citrus is back. So I'm getting a mixture of a little bit of cocoa, a little bit of citrus with a little bit of leather, and they're all kind of combining together and then carry into the post-draw where the leather really takes over in the post-draw. Sitting in a very leisurely 2 hours and 45 minutes, getting into the final third here. The citrus is carrying the cigar into the final third, so we'll see what other flavors come to the surface here. Getting into the last third here, taking the band off, getting some vegetal notes as it moves into the final third, and I'll report on anything else I can detect here. So believe it or not, I've passed the 3 hour mark already, 3 hours and 10 minutes. So very, very leisurely smoking time on this Mombacho 10th anniversary. 10th anniversary, I should say. There's a little bit of earth that's coming through with the vegetal note here in the last third, not really picking up anything else at this point. Wrapping up the review of the Mombacho 10th anniversary cigar. Started out very strong, but for me, it was a little flat in the middle and last third. I was expecting a little more, and I'm not sure if that's because my review sample maybe wasn't ready, should have given it some more time to rest. I'll have to sit down with my notes and do a written review here. That'll be check that out on CigarFederation.com. Appreciate everyone who's checked out the written review, or the video review, I should say, and anyone who's listening to the podcast, appreciate you tuning in. If you've liked our video, give us a thumbs up thumbs, you know, give us some love. We appreciate it. And again, check out the written review at CigarFederation.com. We'll be back next week with another cigar video review.